Okay, so Kathy's here.
Huh? Did the host was an invalid op?
So try 3676 again.
Huh. Maybe we're still listed.
Are we still on? Can you hear us, Kathy?
I can hear you, yep. Can you hear me?
Paula? Yep.
Yep. Paula, you there? Huh.
Now give her a second.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see if she's on. Better.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Paula. Hi, Paula.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, just having a problem connecting. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Adam.
Come on.
So, I mean, I guess in summary, we have the letter from Mr. Graves on May 26, 2020 that was sent to the board. We've got the picture from the rainstorm the other night. You can see in the picture the water is probably within one vertical inch of the top of the driveway. And had that driveway not been raised, all the water coming through that culvert would have ended up on my private property, which wouldn't be legal.
Well,
the driveway had to be raised.
I think part of the conversations were that the district was responsible for diverting the water from continuing to run down your driveway, which it did. And the fact that it put the fix in, but the fact that the driveway was so low to begin with, I think that's where that discussion is. Is, you know, the district didn't cause the driveway to be 4 inches below grade, basically.
But it would have been had once the right of way got put in and all the riprap in the culvert, then it would have made the situation worse.
Well, not necessarily. So the right, you know how wide the right of way, legal right of way is?
10 feet.
From the boundary line.
Right.
So 20 feet in total. And you know, I was at the site, obviously, when the guys were doing it. So we measured roughly, we did a 3-foot swale. And the reason that was done was because we tried to accommodate you as opposed to taking that full 20 feet, which would have left you with a very narrow driveway. And if we had taken 20 feet and created a 20-foot wide swale, there'd be more than enough area for this water to dissipate into. But we didn't want to take away a parking space from your driveway.
But a 20-foot, if you'd taken 20 feet, you would have taken off, that 10 of that is from the neighbor's property,
mm-hmm.
would have required you to dig out a hill, and the expense would have been far greater. So, look, all I'm saying is we've got the email from the state saying that we can't, if the driveway has to be raised so that the work you did in the right-of-way is successful and not damaging my property, then the district has to pay for the raised driveway. It's just fact.
I think what would have been done is that we probably would have tried to accommodate giving you and maintaining, or basically giving you this the space that I think you need. I know you have another space up high on the driveway, but we would have created a berm to keep this water from flowing over into your driveway. And that berm could be, since it's in the right of way, we could have it as high as we want. It would have looked ugly, but that wasn't, I think, the intent.
Well, if it looked ugly, that wouldn't be legal anyway, because then you're decreasing the value of my property. You can't do anything that diminishes the value of my property. That's just what the law is. Yes, you have a right of way. You can't decrease the value of my property.
Well, I don't know that we didn't decrease the value of your property. And I mean, I think you're disputing this from a legal perspective in terms of this letter. And in that case, I think we need to consult with our attorney, with the district's attorney, and share that your reason for not wanting to pay this, and you know, take it from there. You're citing legal reasons, and we're not lawyers, so I think we need to go back to our attorney with that letter that you're using as justification, and come back to you then with a response. If that's your rationale for not paying for this, I don't feel comfortable commenting in regard to what's in that letter.
Yeah, I just want to give Adam the opportunity to make clear what his objections are.
Well, there's a lot more. I'm just trying to keep it really, really simple. This email that Jay read came from the NHMA, so it's gone through legal counsel.
It hasn't gone through the district legal counsel.
Right.
Look, if you guys choose to spend money to have the district's legal counsel offer an opinion, that's up to you to do. And, you know, I'm not going to get in the way of that. All I'm simply doing is providing what the NHMA said and a picture. I have plenty of other reasons why I don't believe that I'm responsible for this, but I'm just going to leave it like this for right now. This should be enough. I don't want to convolute anything. This should be enough to say, yeah, we can't damage this property. The water was almost over the driveway as it is. So that's what it is.
Well, it'd probably be advisable for you to give us all the reasons in writing, because that way then we can come back. Because if for whatever reason we come back and dispute what this reason, then we're just going to keep going back and forth. If you have a list of reasons, I would prefer you just provide that to us, and then we can deal with it in one fell swoop.
All right, well,
but you don't have to. That's certainly, you're right, if you don't want to, but that's what I would, that would be my request, my suggestion.
Yeah, I'm not going to it this time. I think that this is enough, and if the lawyer disagrees and says, oh, wait, no, Adam's got something wrong here, that letter from NHMA is wrong, that picture is wrong, then we can have another conversation, and I'll do that. Or I'll meet with you guys again, or I'll have my lawyer send in a specific request. But for right now, I mean, this NHMA letter is pretty clear. There's nothing incorrect in it, and you've got a picture. So, and this is only 2 months in, not even, I don't think. I don't know the date you actually did it. I mean, if that storm had been bigger, that water would be higher. And, I mean, there's thousands of gallons of water ran through that culvert.
Yeah, I think Paula's approach or suggestion here is actually a very good one, and letting legal handle it, because in looking at this letter from NHMA that you corresponded with Nate Grace, he's responding to a question that you had conflicts of interest with Nate, and so he's responding, but we don't have any idea what the content of that question was.
He said it right here. It outlines exactly what the questions are.
Well, it
outlines. You had two questions. He says what they are.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have seen those questions sent to him in writing and then see the responses.
It was a phone call conversation.
Okay.
He summarized the phone call by outlining the two questions that I asked, and he gives a specific answer on both of them.
Right. But no, I agree with Paul. I don't think we're at liberty, not liberty, but we are. But we're educated enough to discuss the legalities of this this particular issue that you're bringing up.
No, and I agree that that, you know, with the details in that letter, and again, we don't know the content of the verbal conversation, but if there's enough information there from what HMA states, and certainly let the district's attorney weigh in on that.
But I appreciate the picture. Actually, this is the first time I've actually seen it in a heavy rain flowing, and it's working.
Well, it worked for a storm of that magnitude.
Right.
There's also, I have additional pictures that bring up additional questions. I don't know if some of these changes were done. I don't know. I'm going to withhold judgment. I'm not an expert on this. All I can tell you is I've consulted with people who are experts. They've seen the pictures. They've seen the driveway. And everyone has been of the mindset of, if this driveway wasn't raised, that right-of-way water would be sitting in my yard.
Okay. Well, if there's anything, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, and we have an interview in just a few minutes
that's
here.
That's all the time I needed.
All right.
So, any idea when I will hear from you?
We'll pass this on to our attorney, I guess, and hopefully get a response within the next few days. So what you're asking for is the request of $1,069.11, is it, to be waived or rescinded?
Are you asking me for my specific request?
Yeah.
My specific request would be that the $1,069.11 be rescinded, that bill.
Okay.
And I also get a mention in a public meeting. I know this is a public meeting now, but another mention that there was no abuse of power, there was no wrongdoing, there was no intimation of any wrongdoing, and that Adam acted to the full expectations of the seat, and that this matter should be over.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you each a copy of that letter.
I have forwarded it to them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I have it, yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Recycling.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Yep. All right. We're still in public, but we're about to go into non-public again.
Okay.
And we're going to stay on the line because nobody else is on, right?
Correct.
Just have to stop the recording. Just stop the recording, that's all.
Stop the recording now? Okay.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I have an appointment with Avatar, I think I mentioned yesterday.
Mm-hmm.